وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are looking at traits that makes the human being a bad human. And obviously, we all want to be good human beings, because good human beings we can coexist with. Bad human beings we can't coexist with. Not only they are harmful to themselves, but they are harmful to us too. And we have to make sure that we are not among those who are harmful ourselves, because there are consequences in this world, and there are consequences in the hereafter. One of the traits that makes a human being bad is actually not acting upon what he learns. So we learn a lot of things, we hear a lot of things, but how much of that do we apply? And this is itself, it's a very sensitive issue. Allah, when He talks about this notion of those who have knowledge but don't apply it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Jum'ah in verse 5, He gives example of them to that of a donkey. He says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمُّلُوا التَّوْرَاةَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا. Those who were giving the Torah, the Old Testament, to carry, but they did not carry it. Allah says, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ, in the example of the donkey, يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا, it carries all these books, but he has no idea what he's carrying. So the mule carries books, it carries whatever they give to it, but would the book be able to understand what it's carrying, what's the knowledge in these books? Of course not. Allah says, بِئْسَ مَثَلُ الْقَوْمَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. These are the worst of people who denied the signs of Allah. Why? Because they were given the instructions, they were given the knowledge, they were given the manuals, they were told what to do, what not to do. All the knowledge was at their disposal, the Jews at the time of Musa alayhi salam. وَأَتَيْنَاهُمُ التَّوْرَاةَ. Allah says they did not carry it. When He says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمُّلُوا, حُمُّلُوا, not like literally they had to carry. It means in terms of knowledge, they did not apply that knowledge. They did not use it wisely. Now, me and you, sometimes we can fall under this specific verse, because even though it talks about Bani Israel, but also said it is a general principle, it's a general law, it can apply to anyone who is given knowledge or who has knowledge but never acts upon his knowledge. He'll be the example of the donkey. In the hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and this talks about the end of days, it says, مَسَاجِدُهُمْ مَعْمُورَةٌ بِالْآذَانِ. When it comes to their mosques, you can hear the adhan like miles away. وَقُلُوبُهُمْ خَالِيَةٌ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. However, their hearts is empty out of iman, out of belief. Why? بِمَسْتَخَفُّ بِالْقُرْآنِ. Because it took the Qur'an too lightly. وَبَلَّغَ الْمُؤْمِنُ عَنْهُمْ كُلَّ هَوَانِ. And whatever bad they have, hidayat will come towards the mu'mineen. So these people, they pray, they have mosques, they have the Quran. But when it comes to applying it, when it comes to practicing it, they fail. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these ones are not the ones that we want. Let's take a short break and then we will continue.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we were saying the hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, where he talks about people from his ummah. They go to salah, they pray in the masjid, and you know, they might even pray every day in the masjid. And he says, قُلُوبُهُمْ خَالِيَةٌ, their hearts are empty. They will come empty with nothing in them. And then the hadith continues and says, فَعِنْدَ ذَلِكَ, at that end of times, you will see, تَرَى وُجُوهُهُمْ وُجُوهُ الْآدَمِيِّينَ, these people who have knowledge but they never apply it, from the outside when you look at them, the Prophet says, they look like human beings. وَقُلُوبُهُمْ, however, their hearts, قُلُوبُ الشَّيَاطِينَ, are the hearts of the devils. I mean, obviously the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi can see the hearts of people. Allah, obviously the creator, he can see. So he's giving us a foresight into the equation here. For those people who are not upholding what they learn in school. And he says, وَقُلُوبُهُمْ قُلُوبُ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَلَامُهُمْ أَحْلَى مِنَ الْعَسَلِ, their words are more sweeter than honey. That's how they get away with their things. وَقُلُوبُهُمْ أَمَرُّ مِنَ الْحَنْظَلِ, but their heart is more sour, more bitter. I should say, it is more bitter than a cactus. فَهُمْ ذِئَابٌ عَلَيْهِمْ ثِيَابٌ مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ إِلَّا يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. So he says, they are wolves, they have clothes, and not a day that goes by, but Allah says, أَفَبِتَغْتَرُونَ, do you take me that lightly? Are you like mocking me? Am alayya tajtari'un, or is it because you know you're trying to fabricate things on me? So the Prophet says, they look at these people, they look like human beings. He says, you know, they look like wolves, but they have clothes, right? They like humans. Allah says, afahasibtum innama khalaqnakum abathan wa ilayna la tarji'un. Do you think that we created you merely for fun and vain, and to us you should not return? Of course not. We will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sooner or later. So a mu'min must be very careful when it comes to the things that he knows and he does not do. So if he learns something, apply it. Otherwise, you are putting yourself at risk. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly, the hadith of the Ahl Bayt constantly talk about the fact that if you learn, use it. Otherwise, it will be curse on you on Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Day of Judgment, He will bring everybody and He will ask him whatever they did. And if someone says to Allah, oh Allah, I did not know, the answer will come to him, then why did you learn? Why didn't you learn? That's the simple answer Allah is going to give him. And when a person goes to heaven, and Allah gives him more, he says, Allah, Allah, why are you giving me all this and, you know, and more? Allah says, well, because he deserved it. As simple as that. So when we act upon our knowledge, we ensure ourselves to go to heaven. When we don't act upon it, we will go to hell. So even if I say, I did not learn, Allah says, why haven't you learned? If I say, but I have learned, but I did not practice, Allah says, well, if you learned, why did you not practice? So either way, knowing without acting, it brings us in and puts us in harm's way. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasuli wa ali nabiyil azim.